Bedford faced a great challenge in the first half overall in the game against Exira EHK as they entered halftime down 14-8. Coming out of halftime, the Bulldogs scored 20 points in the third quarter and 14 in the fourth. Head coach Jeremy Nally said that his players were trying to do too much in the first half, and rather, they needed to just do their own job for the offense to be able to properly thrive.
We just kind of told them to do the same stuff we've done all year, just believe in each other and quit trying to do more than they're supposed to. I felt like first half, you know, we got popped in the mouth, and I think that kind of made us try and do things we weren't used to doing, and it just took a little while to get our nerves settled. And message at halftime was just do your job, don't try and do everyone else's job, and kids really responded well.
Garrison Monsinger and Connor Nally were important aspects of the offensive end in the last game for Bedford. Monsinger had two touchdowns and rushed for a total of 190 yards on 21 carries. Nally rushed for 105 yards on 16 carries and also earned a touchdown in the game. The combination of these two really helped to spark the team, especially in the second half, and helped to lead their win over the Spartans.
Going to a little bit different set, we were having some trouble in our split back, and so we just kind of went to another set and made them have to account for not only Garrison but also Connor. And I thought Connor's, you know, his touchdown in the second half really sparked things for us that second half. It kind of just loosened everyone up a little bit.
Bedford was able to force two fumbles on Exira EHK while also putting down seven sacks on the stat sheet. Cal Peterman, Silas Walston, and Isaac Dukes had a big impact on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the second half. Peterman had 10 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and 2.5 tackles for loss. Walston earned 3.5 tackles, 2 sacks, and even had 3 tackles for loss. To finish off the stat line, Dukes also had 2 sacks while earning 9.5 tackles.
First of all, I want to give Exira a ton of credit. I respect that program. You know, we've played them non-district the previous 2 years, and even when we first got 8-man, that was one of the teams we had to battle with. It goes back a ways. They're always a well-coached team. They're always physical. But to Isaac and Silas and Cal, they are just athletic for D-linemen. A lot of D-linemen probably aren't as quick as those guys, and they're fairly lengthy. They're kind of rangy. So that kind of gives them an advantage over some other defensive ends.
The Bulldogs have now won 10 straight games as they have a quarterfinal game against Lennox tonight. Not only is this an important matchup, it is also a rematch from the regular season between the two. The last time these two teams met, Bedford won 41-30 over the Tigers, which took place in week 3 of football action and is Lennox's only loss this season. Coach Nally is treating this as any kind of playoff football game. These are two teams that know one another inside and outside, which makes this game's preparation even more impactful.
You just have to treat it like it's, you know, any other playoff game. That first game doesn't really amount to anything. You just have to scout like you would if you hadn't played them, and you have to know that these two teams are less than 25 miles apart. They kind of know each other inside and out, so there's not much you can hide from each other other than they're both are going to be physical, and both groups of kids are really going to want it. It should boil down to a good game and whoever can make the most plays at the end.
Lennox has a very talented offense this season. They rely on quarterback Gabe Funk, who has thrown for 911 yards and 18 touchdowns, while rushing for 1,011 yards and 22 rushing touchdowns. They also have other offensive weapons with Jordan Martin England, with 1,024 rushing yards and 13 touchdowns. Bedford has to protect the ground game, but also cannot allow Lennox to move the ball in the air, as that only leads to chunk plays for the Tigers.
I mean, we have to try and stay aggressive, you know, get guys to the ball. We obviously have to know where Gabe is at. But at the same time, you have to respect the other running backs. I mean, they've had good years. England and Kitzman are, you know, they're good athletes. And if you commit too much to the run, then they'll hit Basher or Evans on a pass. So you just have to play disciplined defense and make sure you're, you know, being aggressive, getting to the ball when the read is there.
Bedford is looking to just continue doing what has made them successful and control the line of scrimmage. If they can keep the Tigers behind the sticks, that will keep them behind on the scoreboard.
We're just going to try and continue to do what we do. The first half of Exira, I felt like our first drive, we were moving the ball. I mean, we weren't, you know, getting big gains, but we were moving the sticks, and then we had a turnover there. And then after that, it kind of got sideways for a couple possessions, but you know, we want to make sure we can control the line of scrimmage and also take care of the ball. And when we get an opportunity, we got to make sure we capitalize and score and, you know, try and keep them behind the sticks.
Bedford kicks off against Lennox tonight at home with the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.